Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, live and feeder futures set to open a bit higher today, supported by short covering, firming cutouts, and cash premiums. Now, the hog contract should also open with some strength, lifted by short covering and profit-taking prior to the weekend break. Modest cash cattle trade surfaced yesterday as sharply lower futures and unique basis strength prompted feedlot managers to lower asking prices. We saw deals in our part of the country at $122 yesterday. On the other hand, most dressed business in the north was done at $194, which is $1 lower than last week's weighted average basis Nebraska. Hog buyers are expected to resume work today with basically steady prices. If the Saturday kill totals close to 140,000 head, the weekly slaughter is expected to approach 2.3 million head, roughly 3.5% greater than last year. Now, hog futures seem likely to stage at least a modest rebound this morning, thanks to pre-weekend short covering and the large cash premium. Grains were a little lower early on today, as has been the pattern all week, while China begins the week-long celebration of its new year after White House spokesman Sean Spicer voiced support for an import tax yesterday. Many are wondering about the ramifications on U.S. ag trade. March Chicago wheat was down a penny early on, trimming back yesterday's late buying support. The U.S. dollar is quiet early on today, but most other commodities are also starting lower. Hopeful bulls can cheer that export sales of wheat achieved a new marketing year high in yesterday's weekly report. But the bigger picture shows that total exports are still slightly below USDA's estimated pace for 2016-17. March corn was down about a penny early this morning. It seems to be the standard theme this week. Yesterday morning's export sales report showed another decent week of sales, and the forecast in South America has been consistent lately. And the soybeans for March down about 4.25 cents early on this morning, on track to post a lower trading range for the seventh consecutive day. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On our grain futures, February live cattle down 117 yesterday, 118.70. April was down 110, 117.57. March feeder cattle down 275 at 127.10. April is down 262 at 126.75. February hogs down 167, 65.85. April is down 292 at 67.22. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 2.5 cents at 440.25, and the May was up 2.75, 452.5. March wheat Chicago's up 2.5, 427, and the May was up 2 cents, 440.5. March corn down 2.5 at 363.75. May was down 2.5 cents at 371. March soy down 5.75 at 1049.5. May was down 5.5 at 1059. On the cotton futures, March is up 6, 74.24. May's up 6 at 74.76. March crude oil is down 32 at 53.46. April's down 34 at 54.04. February natural gas down 10, 327 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.